brick flue. Father did have a brick flue from what I, since I can remember. It was a brick flue, and both those flues that I mentioned were brick.
Oh, I said something I shouldn't. I mentioned stovepipe. Did you usually call it a flue?
Well, the stovepipe, what we call the stovepipe, would be the metal pipe from the stove up to the flue, and what they call it, brick flue.
And then the flue was the chimney, or
the chimney. Yes, we never spoke of a chimney as a flue here. Occasionally was, you know, the chimney, but the common word was flue.
Did your mother make soap in the early days?
Yes, sir. Well, they always kept the cracklings and extra fat through the season, and that was 1 or 2 days' job. It's on a metal kettle, one of those big iron kettles out in the yard, and boil it. That helped her make a lot of it.
Did you put anything in it?
Well, you put your lye in the grease.
Did you ever use lye for anything else?
Oh,
with corn, for example.
No, sir. We never made any hominy here. Never. Only time I other use would be a lot of greasy work. It adds some water to be done soap, just make it stronger. But no, not for food purposes. I've heard that it's hominy, but we never made it. We didn't have any corn, in fact, to make it from. The only corn you ever saw just for stove feed.
Well, what furniture did you have in the early days?
Well, nothing in particular.
What did you sit on?
Just ordinary chairs. I couldn't give you my age at the time. The first settee came in as a leather. I remember the leather settee was the first.
That was pretty elegant, wasn't it?
It was elegant, yes. And then, I was quite young. The first musical instrument was one of the old phonographs and the big bell horn. Mm-hmm. You've seen those. That was the first musical instrument. Then a little later, my sister got old enough to take music lessons. We got a piano, and the old piano still up the ranch.
Oh, I bet that was pleasant.
Yes, it was. We had a lot of family reunions on that piano. Usually Sunday afternoon would be a song fest. My mother didn't had some music ability. She'd taken lessons in her girlhood. And then my sister, later years, she was given lessons. We had a lady that came in, she lived about 6 miles from the ranch. She'd come in every Saturday with a buggy and give lessons.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep your small clothes when you were young, your socks and your underwear and your spare shirts?
Well, in young years, I don't know what I can give you. Definite answers. I remember we had a few closets of shirts, and that was either folded in a dresser drawer or in closets, and socks, and that was in mother's basket.
And you mentioned the closet. Was that a built-in place?
Yes, I'd say just a built-in, cased off in the corner of the room. It wouldn't be not what you'd call, perhaps, as you think of as built-in. You'd just go in and take a corner off like I did here on this room, and just corner off the room for a closet.
Did they have those movable?
Yes, and what did they call those? Dressing dressers. It seemed like it was a special name. It's escaped me now. I hadn't thought of it for years. It had a large
wardrobe?
Closet, movable closets. What would it be? And you could move that out from the wall and hang clothes in that. You see some of them in some of these motels today. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few of the same things.
Susan Roebuck still has them in its catalog.
Really? I hadn't noticed that. It might have been an old, the one that I can remember that the mother and father used for their clothes was almost floor to ceiling. It was a big thing, 2 doors on it. Move it out, it's heavy. It was not casters, it was a big movable closets, but all you call them.
Did you have anything you called a bureau